This week, the Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs discusses the public comments on the current version of the Electoral Amendment Bill. Comments were submitted by Friday, and the committee expects to finalise and adopt the bill on the 7th of February. ALTA believes the committee won't have time to really consider public input and make any significant changes before Tuesday's deadline, which leaves this public consultation as another tick box exercise. ALTA submitted comment on this version of the bill, and it's the fourth time we have submitted comment to Parliament. Our concerns remain. This bill is still weighted against independent candidates who must still collect thousands of signatures in support in order to contest a seat. The committee has dealt with criticism on this by not reducing the number of signatures needed by independents, but by adding this signature requirement to parties which aren't already represented in legislatures. ALTA believes this does not address the problem. The bill also adds an electoral reform consultation panel. This is eerily familiar, as there has already been a ministerial advisory committee which has already done the work the new panel is supposed to do. ALTA is concerned that the new panel's targets and timelines are too loosely defined, that it isn't needed, and that it may even be used to frustrate reform in time for the 2029 elections. We remain concerned that this bill is not constitutionally compliant.